Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. A deep briefing on monsoon damage between the state government and the inter-ministerial central team was held under the Chief Secretary and Chairman SEC NSDMA in Kohima yesterday. During the meeting, advisor to NSDMA Z. Nyuseto Nyute highlighted on frequent natural calamities occurrence in Nagaland and urged the team to outline the various challenges faced by the people of the state to the central government. Joint Secretary FFR, Ministry of Home Affairs, Anand Kishore Saran, acknowledged the state's fragile geological terrain contributing to natural disasters. Saran assured the state government that under central assistance schemes, immediate relief will be provided to the state. He also suggested that a government office memorandum on disaster mitigation be revised, adding that it is outdated. Saran urged the heads of departments to apprise themselves with a memorandum on various categories of central assistance. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam highlighted the various challenges Nagaland faces during monsoon season and urged the central team for timely assistance, particularly on road infrastructure. The IMCT included representatives from the Ministry of Rural Development, Jal Shakti, Road, Transport and Highways, and Finance. It may be mentioned that a central team visited the mudslides and landslides area at Perima, Tsipema, Pipema and Bagla Bahar on Tuesday and assessed the damages caused by heavy monsoon rains. They also visited the majorly hit colonies and areas of Zunupudo district on Wednesday. On the last day at Zunupudo, district administration from Trensang, Shamador and Noklak briefed the ICMT and apprised the calamities occurred in their district. The central team leaves for Delhi today. Nagaland Border School Education, NBSE, in collaboration with Dream a Dream, successfully conducted a training program on the piloting of the Holistic Progress Card, Thriving Progress Profile for selected teachers of classes 9 and 11. This innovative approach is designed to provide a dynamic representation of a student's learning journey through self-assessment, peer, parent, and teacher assessments. A total of 32 teachers from 10 districts participated in this training session, which is a part of the National Education Policy, NEP 2020's initiative to create a multifaceted approach to student assessment. Chairperson of NPSC, Asano Sekose, emphasized the need for a holistic assessment approach to move beyond rote learning, adding that the current assessments fail to evaluate students' social, emotional, kinesthetics, and vocational skills. She encouraged the teachers to engage positively with this pilot initiative. District Water and Sanitation Mission, DWSM, Kohima, has emphasized the importance of convergence between stakeholder departments to streamline the execution of water supply connectivity into the district. DWSM held a meeting yesterday with a focus on water tap connectivity and sanitation efforts across the Kohima district, with various departments presenting their progress and challenges. Water tap connectivity in Anganwadi centers, PHC, CHC, government schools, along with challenges and measures taken, were discussed. During the meeting, DC and Chairman DWSM Kohima Ramnikan recommended setting monthly targets to expedite the achievement of objectives under the Jal Jivan mission. He urged the departments to share data, verify records, and rectify discrepancies. He also emphasized on working together towards achieving 100% water tap connectivity in every village household in Kohima. The executive engineer of the Public Health Engineering Department updating the progress of JJM in Kohima and Jeminyu districts informed that out of 76 villages in Kohima, 71 are under the BHED's jurisdiction, while the remaining 5 are overseen by the Rural Development Department. A week-long orientation program for 14 Naga Civil Service Cadre Probationary Officers conducted by the Assam Rifles concluded yesterday. According to the PERO, HQIGAR North, the orientation provided a unique and comprehensive insight into the operational realities, values and daily life within the Assam Rifles. Throughout the week, the probationary officers were engaged in a series of meticulously planned activities such as extensive demonstration of weaponry, practical exercises in patrolling, rigorous field operations and interactions with local heads, among others. The probationers also interacted with the Inspector General Assam Rifles North. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.